Okay. Why? You are listening to The Elastic Retreat, only on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting all the way around the world at radio.spiritplants.org, port 9000. So turn on, tune in, and visit us on the interweb at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Please do not be put off by any kind of weird religious message coming through this broadcast. Please do not take it literal either.
swimming in a pool of dreams. Beneath its depths, forgotten streams. Above the city of the evening star. Behind its walls, the grand bazaar. As she walks through its endless maze, cursing knows her mistrust in ways. Please, my friend, no matter what she sees, tell my lover, come back to me. Doorways filling up the somber light, casting shadows that will rave the night. Long in the alleys of the ruling fears, walk the visions that'll cause her tears. Lying still as she wields her glance, through the eyes of a charmer's trance. Please, my friend, no matter what she sees, tell my love I'll come back to me. Don't know what's wrong.
that tone, you know, because it's too hot.
Tonight, they don't lie, it's too hot, too hot. shame to be an American where the fags can freely roam. They spread their filth around this land, every pervert calls it home.
For several days I'd been living among the members of the Westboro Baptist Church.
And proclaim God's word today.
A fire and brimstone Christian group made up almost entirely of a single family.
God hates the USA.
Welcome to our picket!
Since the Iraq War, they've become infamous for picketing the funerals of dead soldiers as a protest against an America that tolerates homosexuality.
Welcome back to Hannity and Combs. Members of the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas have been protesting.
America is doomed. God hates fags. Are you a homosexual? Are you or not?
Shirley Phelps taught each of her 11 kids not just hate homosexuals.
We're servants of the living God, hon. Where does it matter where we came from?
But that all homosexuals should die.
The Westboro Baptist Church is probably the most controversial church in America.
Hush up, and obey your God!
You're a sick,
like
soulless, twisted human being.
And for 3 weeks, I'd be trying to fathom why they'd created such a strange ministry.
Who was that one? Is this in the Bible?
Fags eat feces? That's a fact, hun.
Just fat.
Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Oh,
church is situated in a suburb of Topeka, Kansas. Its pastor is the family patriarch, Fred Phelps, also known as Gramps.
Hi there, you must be Shirley.
Yes.
I'm Louis.
Hi, Louis.
How do you do?
But in the last few years, the day-to-day operations have been run by the pastor's daughter, Shirley, a lawyer and mother to 11 children.
So where are we? This is an office area,
yes,
would we say?
Yes, it is. Yes.
So, these are your signs. You've got God hates fags here.
Uh-huh, and God hates you. Just don't think of fags as just those guys who are taking it up the tailpipe. Think of it as people who are involved in some perverted sex act, and I'm talking about anything other than one man, one woman in their marriage bed.
So beneath that, are there gradations of iniquity, as it were?
If you see a nation or a people who have risen up with one voice to say that it's okay to be gay, you're looking at a doomed people. Those people have crossed the line. When you say gay pride, you obviously have given over any trace or any notion that you're going to admit that you're sinning. You understand that, don't you? It's okay to be gay. It's an innocent alternate lifestyle.
That's what I believe.
Well, then you can't say, then you believe that it's not a sin.
Yes.
And so you condemn yourself, because by your words are you justified, and by your words are you condemned.
But am I right in thinking, though, that you know, that Jesus actually wasn't a big thing for him? He had other priorities rather than homosexuality.
See,
and it's not one of the Ten Commandments, is it?
Yes.
Which one?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
That's not being gay. It's cheating on someone.
The streets of this nation are full of married men having fag sex. That's adultery. So don't try to pretend that you don't come under the umbrella of adultery just because you're a fag. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Gabriel.
How do you do?
Go put your stuff away. And Grace.
How do you do?
This is Grace.
For the last few years, the church has taken its message of God's hate to the funerals of soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, reasoning that they were struck down by God for fighting for a depraved and doomed nation.
So what is the plan today?
The plan is that we'll get out here and put these signs in the air.
At the funeral?
Hun, you can call it that, but what they're doing here is they're worshiping the dead.
You said you do research into the soldiers that have died?
He was a staff sergeant, Kevin Ziegler, and he died of an IED.
That's a
roadside bomb.
Right, an improvised explosive device.
Exactly. It says his family was told that he and another soldier died while trying to disable the explosive. He was 31.
Do you think it's possible that by getting in people's faces in this way, you're more likely to put people off the word of Jesus Christ and the Bible? Have you thought about that just in terms of human psychology?
You think our job is to win souls to Christ. All we do by getting in their face and putting these signs in front of them and these plain words is make what was already in their heart come out of their mouth.
What do you really think?
This is what I really think.
No, but you do, I mean, but you actually, there's a part of you that doesn't think that.
No, there's not any part of me. The commandment has gone forth.
Why go down
there? America is doomed. Because we are the evil angels.
Evil angels?
Exactly. And it's not because we're evil people, but because we're bringing to you the message of the evil that God has determined upon you. And once we have delivered this message...
I thought God didn't do evil.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, guys. Let's get out of here. Let's bail. This is our corner. Come on, little boys.
Zach, you hop in case he wants you.
So I'm going to keep
it a
little bit of a distance because I'm not part of the picket.
That's okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm just here as a journalist.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Today's picket was at an intersection near a church in Kansas City, Missouri. Among the picketers was the pastor's wife, though of the pastor himself there was no sign. Like many states across America, Missouri has established strict regulations in an attempt to limit the Phelps' contact with the bereaved, and I was relieved to see how far from the funeral the church members were required to be.
God hates America! America is doomed!
God, this is shameful.
Yeah.
Right down, shameful.
Yeah, hon.
God, little kids. idiots like this. You guys need to be.
You obviously raised your brat for the devil. Your big gluttonous brat for the devil.
And you're going to hell.
You know, I don't agree with the lifestyle.
I don't. You do. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. You love fags. You hate God. So just shut up.
What was he talking about?
He's talking about, I don't agree with fags, but, you know, que sera, sera. You think you can fix this with that? You think you're going to change God?
You know why you're there, you fucking bitch?
Because you are a rebellious brat. That's why.
I mean, I've only been out here 25 minutes or so, but so far the reaction has been, I'd say, approximately 100% negative. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree.
Do you think maybe there's another way of delivering the message? Maybe like a letter of consolation to the family of the soldier?
Oh, we send letters all the time, but not consolation. You angered the Lord your God, and now he's cursed your family. There's no consolation there. They're not going to have any consolation.
As a picket today, how would you rate this out of 10? How many marks out of 10?
And they're all 10s. All of them.
Jacob, would you say 10 out of 10 as well, Jacob?
Yeah, God did this. Therefore, it's perfect.
Does everything get 10 out of 10 then? Everything that happens?
Yeah.
Everything. Everything. Thank God for all of his judgments. Not one word falls to the ground. Yeah.
A little later, Shirley and I regrouped at the family homestead, where most of the 70 or so churchgoers live.
So this is the center of the headquarters right here. We are, isn't it?
You can call it that.
What would you call it?
I'd call it my backyard.
But it's also the backyards of all these other houses.
Well, there's actually real lines of demarcation. It's just because we took the fences down so it would be a nice place to raise all these children.
You don't live communally with the other members of the church then?
No.
And where does Pastor Phelps, the big man, the patriarch, where does he live?
He lives on that second floor. That's
up there.
You understand? In that building, you've got the house part kind of to this side, and you've got the church part to that side.
Have you ever wondered whether you might be part of a cult?
What exactly do you have to be to qualify as a cult?
Well, basically, isn't it, it's like a fringe religious group that exercises an inordinate amount of control over its membership.
You have to have certain other things also.
Brainwashing or...
Yes, and your
and
cult
leader. A charismatic leader at the top, like Fred Phelps, your father, could qualify.
Look, hon, I don't care about all that nonsense. I'm telling you that we're the ones who are strictly adhering to the doctrines of faith of all the mainline religions. They're not. We are. So what else you got?
To help her run the ministry, Shirley relies on her two eldest daughters, Megan and Becca.
This is Becca's room, okay. I don't see any posters of pop bands. Can we look in your closet?
I guess you can.
So you have quite a lot of clothes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are there rules about what you can and can't wear?
Modesty.
Our parents don't have to tell us. We know what we can and can't wear. Because we'll feel
ashamed.
Because
we know what's appropriate.
How do the girls at your school dress?
One word. Whore.
You agree?
Mm-hmm.
Same way.
Yeah.
And what do the other people at your school think of you?
They hate us, but we're really nice. We're nice to everyone.
Why do they hate you?
Because they hate the message. Because we tell them they're going to hell. We tell them plainly that you can't live the way you're living and expect to go to heaven when you die.
Should we do the next room?
Yes.
So basically, your circle of friends is mainly or exclusively limited to people who are part of this church. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Do you have any friends that are outside this group?
Nobody that we consider a true friend, because friendship with the world is enmity with God.
May I ask if you've had boyfriends, either of you?
No, we haven't.
Ooh.
Why not?
Because that's not what we're about in this life. We're not about serving ourselves.
And it's temptation that's not needed and takes up time that we just don't have.
When you come on with like a lot of the stuff about the Bible, is that some people might think you come off a tiny bit arrogant.
If they're offended by the judgments that we make, according to God's standard, then that is a clear indication that they hate God's word, obviously, and that they're headed for hell.
Sandy, you've probably been here as long as anybody keeping this vigil, and it now looks that it it will come to an end, that they will move the girls and Charlie. What do you girls intend to do?
We'll be here until they get solid. After this trial, there'll be another trial, so they won't move them for quite some time. But we'll be here until he's out, and he is coming out.
What about the girls? What do you feel about the girls?
I love them, and I'm with them wherever they go in spirit, and they'll also be coming out. Sadie won't be transferred for quite some time because there's that Hinman Shea trial coming up. But
if they do move them to some other place, will you follow?
Charlie will be coming out soon, and they won't be moving him for some time. And I'll ask you on the corner.
How long have you been working on it?
About 4 years. It's for Charlie.
And he will wear it, huh?
Yeah, he'll wear it.
Very confident, right?
Sure, we know.
Is that part of the, part of your ideal that you do know you're positive?
Oh, well, we're completely positive. The jails are coming open, no question. All the jails and penitentiaries are going to be open, very sure.
I noticed that you all sit in the same attitude with your hands the same way. Is it significant? What does it mean?
We're on our knees. We're giving up.
You're giving up?
Yeah.
Not on Charlie and the girls, though.
No, we're with them. In other words, we give up the system. We're down. We give it to whoever wants to take it. We vex ourselves out of the system, and we give it all up.
I understand that there are some people that are trying to rescue you from time to time.
Oh, the Jesus people, yeah. Yeah, the Jesus people have, in other words, people see that this is the end, that a revolution's coming or a lot of big changes are coming. And the Jesus people are slipping into the minds of all the people that are confused and don't know where to go.
Do you feel that the end is in sight and a change is coming also?
Big, big, big changes are coming real soon.
You're kind of thinking the same way they are then, aren't you?
Well, everyone you meet talks about it.
Uh-huh.
Even the lady, little old ladies who sit on the corner who have had their welfare checks taken away, and the little old man and all those people, they all come on this corner every day of the week, yelling about revolution and that, about the people who are in power better give it up. You know, Nixon better give it up, because if he doesn't, the whole thing's going to be destroyed.
Do you feel that you see a limited segment of life as you sit here, that most people
Everything.
That come by here are in trouble?
No, you know what? We see, on this corner, we mostly see the people who have been down, for all their lives, because these are the people who are going to court, the black people, the Chicanos. These are the people who spend most of their lives in these courts with their sons going to, jail and their daughters going to jail. And we see every kind of way of life there is.
Do you think that you might write a book, chronicle your experience here on the corner?
We have a book already.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, it's Charlie's writings, our writings, from when we all got together. But people have created an image of us all, and the book kind of is contrary to that image, and so they want to perpetuate the lie they've created about us. So really nobody really wants the book.
Oh, I think you'll find somebody that wants it. A lot of people. Thank you so much, girl. Nice to talk to you.
Okay. Oh, did somebody put that on?
Do you miss women?
Certainly. My goodness, yeah, damn right. Yeah.
What do you think of women?
Oh, I like them. Yeah, they're nice. They're put together well and everything, and they're soft and spongy. Yeah, they're nice. As long as they keep their mouth shut and do what they're supposed to do.
Why do you say that?
Because that's what a woman's supposed to do.
Keep her mouth shut and do what she's supposed to do?
Sure.
Who taught you that?
Well, I don't want her snitching on me.
Has seen through Ziltoid's facade and now sets out to expose Ziltoid for what he really is. A nerd. A nerd. We now join Captain Spectacular as he introspectively gazes out his starship window on his way to find the fifth dimensional Nebulon 9.
Everything that you learn, now it's gone, gone away. You take your turn if you choose, you burn. Everything that you world, now it's gone, gone away. Yeah, it's gone, gone away. Yeah, it's gone, and the world is gone, and we find there's no one that's waiting for the light to come.
benevolent hive mind thine.
Indeed.
Comfort me.
Really, we really, we struggle. I mean, we struggle with ourselves,
yeah? Yeah,
we struggle. It's good, because you just struggle and struggle until you struggle. Then you struggle. And there's no such thing as struggle.
Flying far down Arkansas, there lived a squatter with a stubborn jaw. His nose a droopy red and his whiskers gray. He could fiddle all the night and all the day. Came a traveler down the road, asked if he could find an inn. Can I find an inn? Come on, can I find an inn? Far and far down Arkansas, here come a government man talking to my pa. He told him, I got to go to school. I gotta learn to be a gosh darn fool. Far and far down Arkansas, I was a squatter with a stubborn jaw. My nose is droopy red and my whiskers gray, 'cause the magical mystery tour has taken me away. It's taken me away. Far and far down Arkansas, I was my mother and I was my pa. A governor's man and a whiskey still too, and everywhere I'm a-looking at you. Far and far down Arkansas, are you stubborn? Look at your drooping jaw. Look at your drooping jaw. Smile. Your home is where you're happy. It's not where you're not free. Your home is where you can be what you are, 'cause you were just born to be. Now they'll show you their castles and diamonds for all to see, but they'll never show you that peace of mind, 'cause they don't know how to be free. So burn all your bridges, leave your own life behind. You're strong in your mind, and anywhere you might wander, you could make that your home. And as long as you got love in your heart, you'll never be alone. Just as long as you got love in your heart, you'll never be
have been listening to the Elastic Retreat. Hopefully it hasn't been listening to you. This is your host, DJ Dead to the World, only on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting all the way around the universe at radio.spiritplants.org, port 9000. So turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. keyboards for this station IG were provided by my very cute niece, Alice. Say something. Say something to the folks on the radio.
Okay.